It is April, and that means tax season is upon us, but pressure to hit the April 15th filing deadline is not the only thing Vermonters have to worry about this year. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, state officials say scam calls from IRS impersonators are on the rise.
On March 24th at 4:45 in the afternoon, Cheryl Ouellette received an alarming message on her voicemail. It was from someone purporting to be from the Internal Revenue Service, and the voice sounded urgent.
It was almost 5 o'clock on Friday, and I didn't want to worry over the weekend what it was all about.
So Ouellette, she's 49 and lives in Roxbury, dialed the number she'd been directed to call, and a woman answered the phone.
She said she was from the IRS, and her name was Dawn Mercedes, and she gave me her badge number.
When Ouellette expressed doubt over the validity of the call, she says the woman became very stern.
They said I owed back taxes for the period 2010 to 2015 and told me I owed $6,821.
When Ouellette lost the connection and called back, she spoke with a man this time who told her that she had two options.
I could deal with this in court or out of court. I asked to speak with his supervisor, and he refused. He repeated I had two options. I could deal with it in court or out of court. I said I wanted to work with them, and I wanted to deal with it out of court.
And when Ouellette indicated that she wanted to enlist an attorney before sending any money, the man became enraged.
At that point, he started swearing at me, and I knew it was a scam, and I hung up.
But Ouellette, the director of finance at the Washington Electric Cooperative, says she was surprised at how close she came to being scammed.
They provided IRS form numbers that I was familiar with. They never asked me for personal identification information. I want people to know that this is happening and what they should do in the event that this happens to them.
On Monday, Ouellette shared her story at a press conference in Barrie, where Attorney General T.J. Donovan said the attempted fraud is not an isolated incident. The Attorney General's office reported more than 6,000 attempted phone scams in 2016. Donovan says it's an increase of 25% over the previous year.
And by far the most prevalent telephone scam in the state of Vermont is the IRS tax scam.
Donovan says the scammers use a familiar script.
They scare them. They threaten Vermonters with taking them to federal court to freeze all their assets or to subject them to criminal penalties.
The perpetrators are an elusive bunch, however. Donovan says he's unaware of any state-level prosecutions by the Attorney General's office.
This is difficult. You have to get past the identity part here. And that is a hard nut to crack, to be perfectly honest with you.
And Donovan says consumer education is the most effective tool that his office has to minimize the chances that Vermonters are defrauded. Kai Sampson is the commissioner of the Vermont Department of Taxes. Sampson says people should also be wary of scammers posing as IRS agents seeking Social Security numbers or bank account numbers.
These and other scams that we all hear about are part of a broader attempt to get personally identifiable information and banking information from folks so that they can steal your identity and continue operating other scams.
Chris Curtis is the chief of the Public Protection Division at the Office of the Attorney General. Curtis says scammers play on understandable fears about getting on the wrong side of the IRS.
But one thing that Vermonters should know is you're not just going to receive a cold call from the federal IRS saying we recalculated your taxes for the last 6 years. It just doesn't happen. So that's the tip-off. That's when you know.
Attorney General T.J. Donovan says that if people suspect they've gotten a call from an IRS scammer, they should report it to his office. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.